Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Joy, unspeakable joy. I like that. I like that. It takes me back, you guys. It takes me back, let's see, back way back. Back when, like a Mount Pleasant Mass Choir kind of joy. I can just see my mama still just doing her thing to that, and she's still doing it today. Praise be the name of the Lord. Joy, unspeakable joy. Even in the midst of whatever you may be going through, just move yourself aside from all those trials and tribulations. You may be in a heated conversation with your loved one right now. Just say, can I have a moment? Can I step back from this situation for a minute? And just go back somewhere and find you some joy. Go way back, however far back you need to go. Find your joy and come back out and say, now, can we discuss this again? You know, maybe I wasn't thinking clearly. I didn't have my joy on then, but now I got my joy suit on, and I think we can come to some kind of compromise. Or, you know, eventually we find out that it's not always important to be right, even though you know you may be right or you think that you may be right. But remember that other partner, that other business, whatever it is that you're doing, you're conversating with, that, you know, they're feeling the same way. So it's not always correct to be right. Let's just say it like that. It's politically correct. Sometimes you have to just go in for peace. Just run for peace. Just go pull it and snatch it back and say, I'm not going to let you out of this household. I'm going to cover this household with peace. Amen? Amen. Joy, unspeakable joy. I don't know. That one just took me back. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Doing an early show today. Had some more broadcasts tonight. Going to be appearing on some other shows. So thought I would come in a little early today and get this going. I love being in the presence of you all, and we all love being in the presence of the Lord. So here we are. Praise be the name of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for just allowing all of us here and letting us be able to spend a little time together and just learn a little bit from the Lord. But let's go ahead and get started, shall we? The chat rooms will be open. God bless you. Just wanted to also announce that I noticed on last evening I had a lot of emails and with a lot of different things, and I love your praise reports from all over the world, and you there in New Jersey, and your little group, that she's got a little group that comes to her home and kind of just sat, and they all come into and listen to the show on a nightly basis, and so they all got together and all just kind of bombarded my emails last night with praise reports or things that we've been praying about, and so I just give the praise all to God. Remember, it is not I, but it is He who lives inside of me. So I don't know your situation. When I know it sounds so personable, but I promise you, it's not me. So remember, it is He who lives inside of me. So we give all the praise, all the glory. It all goes, that honor goes to the Lord. So we want to make sure we keep it there. We don't ever want to put woman, man on a pedestal, because believe me, I am flesh. I am so flesh, okay? And so it is He who lives inside of me. So we just give Him all the praise for all the things that He's doing inside of your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Down in Mississippi, I heard your request during my emails. We got some comedians down there, too. Awesome, awesome. And they said they would like to help me come down and we do a show together. Well, God bless you. He sees the future, and you don't know. That just may come true. So keep on praying about that, sisters and brothers, and keep on listening in. Again, wherever you're at, I just love you. In Springfield, Massachusetts, God bless you, too. And you asked me, where is my family? My family is in Lawrence, Mass. So I'm not very sure what that distance is right through there, but God bless you. Thank you so much. And when I get up that way, I'll try to look you up. All right? Well, God bless you. And, of course, if you all, any of you are ever in the San Antonio area, you know, feel free to send me an email and let's see, can we hook up. Again, it is walkwithmegod@aol.com. This is your host, Minister Von Dillman, and I'm coming to you live again from San Antonio, Texas. God bless you all. I do see a lot of different area codes right here that is called in. So God bless each and every one of you. If there's anything that I can ever do, just to be in prayer for you, to send out any biblical literature, make sure that you send me your information. I would love to do that for you, okay? God bless you. Well, let's dive in and see what thus says the Lord for us today. Our scripture is coming out of the book of James, and that's going to be in the New Testament. and the book of James. And so if you find your way to the back of the Bible, and let's start, if you can get to Hebrew, if you can find Hebrew, and if you're just go right, and you'll run right into James. Philippians, keep on going right. You run into Hebrew, okay? So let's get down to James, and we're going to start with chapter 1 in James. And then today, remember that we're actually talking about the biblical trees and forests, okay? So as our scripture starts in James 1, it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered amongst the nations. That's the sermon just right there. It just talks about the 12 tribes. So we'll get to that one day, okay, if the Lord sees fit. But trials and tribulations, for a lot of you going through some things right now. A lot of people are coming out of some things right now. And some people are saying, praise the Lord, everything is going smooth in my life. So praise be the name of the Lord for that. We should give him all the praise. But for trials and tribulations, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials or many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith, develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen? Amen. And if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea. It's blown and tossed by the wind. And that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Again, you know, it's a lot of different times that we run into those situations and see. It's hard to trust a double-minded person. You can't even trust yourself. So we want to work on those areas. We're not condemning anyone. We just want to identify those areas in our life for correction, okay? So remember, the man that should not think that he would receive anything from the Lord is the one who is double-minded, because he's unstable in all of his ways. It's not for sure. You know how sometimes kids will play parents, and mama says one thing, and they'll go to daddy, and daddy may say something different. Well, when we're talking about this situation here, it's one person, but they're the same way. One moment they say yes, and then the mind flips over and they say no. And so it's double-minded. You're swaying. It says that it's like the waves of the sea. You're blown and you're tossed by the wind. So this may sound good for you today, and you say, well, you know, I'm dating this person today, and then somebody can come and just blow something in your ear, and before you know it, you flipped on the other side, and now you're on the other team, and you're dating somebody else, or you're working here, or you're changing churches. Can be the same thing. We as Christians do the same thing. If the pastor or the leader doesn't say something exactly the way that we thought it should be said, or we don't get that position in the church that we think we deserve, you know, we were from that church, we're to another one, and we're just moving all around. So we find ourselves that as the flesh, which we're all wrapped around our bones, you know, it's quite easy sometimes to get into situations where we are double-minded. We are being tossed by the wind. But as we do our self-examination daily, we need to do it. We need to identify those things. And it's okay to look at yourself and say, Ron, you didn't make the right decision there. Ron, you didn't think that thing through. Mom, did you hurt somebody's feelings today? Could you have said that better? You know, I had a situation yesterday. I went through a drive-thru, and I never really have anybody at Arby's. If I'm ever going to get something, if I want to go to Arby's, I never really find anybody in that drive-thru. Well, yesterday it seemed to have been online. It's like, whoa, is it a special or something going on? But anyway, after we even get up to like two cars, I mean, it was just forever. It literally took me maybe 15 minutes just to get up there to get my food. Now, I could have got out of the line, but it was like some hedges over to the side. So I was like, okay, I feel like I'm kind of stuck. So when I get up there, I'm just saying to myself, I just want to ask them, what took so long, you know? And so everything was fine. I said it in my mind, you know, I'm not going to be mean, but I want to ask, you know, what's going on? But when I got ready to get up there, the Holy Spirit said, okay, woman of God, make sure you're representing me. And it's just like, you're so right, Father. Because where I had in my mind that I was just going to say, what's going on? If I had opened my mouth right then, the despair in my heart would have came out. Because out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaketh. So the Holy Spirit just waited. And right then, he just spoke it and just put the words in my spirit and said, okay, woman of God, represent me good. Like, you got it, Father. You're so good. You're so awesome. So, you know, we have to make sure that what we're saying is what we're living, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's easy to get caught off guard here. You know, somebody say something to you, and you flip off before you even think about it. But the world is watching you and I, whether you're, whatever position you're in, whatever position you're in, the world is watching you. The world is watching you. I can remember going out with a lot of different colleagues on a business trip, and afterwards we all went out to eat, and it just seemed like they were totally different people on, you know, their nightlife. And it was just like the next day, it was just my eyes kept seeing. Now they're back in their professional attire, but I just kept seeing them the night before and just how far in their nightlife. And, you know, I had to keep checking myself, you know, because I don't want to judge anyone, but it is. Our flesh is like that. The world is watching. They're watching me. They're watching you. So we have to watch to make sure that we are in the right way. Now, when we're doing everything right as we can, okay, when we're halfway meeting the mark, and then it tells us that we can consider it joy, not just joy, but he says pure joy. It's like what this song was actually saying, pure joy. He said, you can consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials on many kinds. And then he goes ahead and tells us the reason, because he knows us. We love asking questions, don't we? Don't just present something to us, because we're going to say why. You know, we say our little kids do it, but we do it too. Why? But why did that happen to me? Why is it my child? Why is it my job? Why? So he goes on and he answers this right here in verse 3. He says, because you know that the testing of your faith, that's what we've been talking about, right, developing your faith, the testing of your faith develops something. Yeah, it develops. Something's going on here. It's an action taking place. It develops perseverance. It develops you stronger. It gives you strength to keep going on, to move through those mornings, to move through those times that you feel like, how can I ever make it through this? To move through those things, the doctors give you those words and this blows you away. It stands you up instead of making you fall down or bowing down to it. That's what he's doing for us. He says it moves you towards developing perseverance. And then he tells us a little bit more about perseverance. He said, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature, so that you may be complete, and so that you are not lacking anything, not lacking anything. So I know when we're going through the fire, sometimes we want to jump out of there, right? We want to jump out of there. We look at people who's been married 40 and 50 and 60 years. And we said, oh, my God, you know, that is so wonderful. I want that. I want what they have. But you don't understand some of the perseverance that they've had to go through, you know, had to push through. We was doing a broadcast on one of the other ministers' show the other night, and we had some couples that came on, and to get to where they're at, it's many of us that did not make it through those things. Amen? Many of us threw in the towel and said, that's enough of that, right? Amen, amen, you know, but they got to where they're at, not because they didn't go through what we were going through. We just said enough is enough, you know, but they kept on. They pushed through it. They made it through it. Some of the couples was even saying that they even had to separate from each other in different ways in order to get them to the point that now they love being in each other's presence. They love being together. So they had to do something, though, to keep them going. But what they did not do is decide that, you know what, now they did say, a few of them did say that they said many times, this is it. No, okay. But it was something that just kept them pushing on a little harder, a little farther, saying, you know what, let's just make it through this. And they did. So when you in your first and second year marriage, and I hear from a lot of couples now saying, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And I've been knowing this person for what, you know, however long. The hardest thing that I ever had to do. I just remind you, just get with someone. You should hook up, as the couples were saying the other night. You need to always have some kind of Fred and Ethel in your corner, or a Ricky and Lucy that is really making it, that you can kind of mirror yourself afterwards. Yeah, everything may look like it's wonderful. No, they still have some difficulty situations, but they're together through that. That's one thing that they don't have to worry about. They don't have to worry about, they know that they got each other through it all. And that's what you're trying to get to. And so the young women and men out here that is looking to be married and wanting to get into that, you really have to pray about it. You can't just go by sight. You got to make sure that somebody is teaming up with you, that they're ready to face some trials. They're ready to face tribulations. They're ready to go through some biblical trees and forces to get to where they need to be. Perseverance. Amen? Amen. And then it says, if you lack wisdom, you should ask God, because he gives generously to all, not just the color factor, not either your wealth status, you know, but he said he gives to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It will be given to you. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, you have no doubt used one of the maps, maybe the Google Maps, or perhaps that's one of the most common ones used anyway. And it enables you to just focus in on particular locations in the world. And then you get an opportunity to just pull back and see the larger view. You can go from a bird's eye view to maybe an airplane's view, or even to a satellite's view. It's just truly amazing. For example, you can look and you can find Niagara Falls on the Google Maps. And for the first time, you will see it as more than just a big waterfall. You begin to see that it's a place on the Niagara River that divides into Canada and the United States, and that it's flowing out of Lake Erie and into Lake Ontario. You know, it's very exciting. Who knew when you looked at Niagara Falls that all the different things and places that it's running from and to? Or another example is when you're looking at Central Park in New York City. I love my New York City fans. God bless you all. You know, you can zoom out for the first time and realize that Central Park is actually in Manhattan, which is surrounded by water on three sides. New York City is surrounded by water. You know, who knew? Or maybe you're just looking at your own neighborhood and you zoom out and you suddenly see the all the different features that you never knew about, that it was parks and lakes and just great forests or terrains or miles of rural roads, perfect for maybe your biking or hiking or something. But if you stay right in your own area, you never know this. You never know. It's so good to get out from just your surroundings. There's so much out to see. It's so much to do. I think that's why the social media is such a popular thing, because people are wanting to get out from where they are. They get to talk to people in all kind of different countries and doing different things, living different lives, experiencing different things. You know, it's so much joy in to do that. And you get to do that sometimes without even leaving your own home. You can kind of live vicariously through others in a way, you know? I have a family member who he gets out and he is here and there and everywhere. And a lot of people, and I don't really get onto my Facebook a lot, but it's people when I do, they'll be sending me stuff saying, where did your brother say he was at? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me check on here and see or something. Oh, my goodness, if your brother could show me a picture of that again. So it's different things that he do, and he shows it on Facebook. And so people just get a big kick out of that, you know? It's almost like they're there in a sense. Amen? Amen. So it's just awesome to be able to move yourself into different areas. And so if you're that type of person, you've got to make sure that wherever you go, you have the Christian title, means that you're trying to live a Christ-like life, right? Now, I don't like the phrase, of course, that people say, well, I'm not perfect. But we know that God didn't make any of us perfect, did he? He wouldn't have had to send his son to save us from the sand that we got ourselves into, right? So to me, I need it to be said. We know that we're not perfect, but we can't use that as an excuse to keep walking into dumb areas or keep falling in the same pit holes over and over again and won't get ourselves out of Lodabar, you know? You know, mom and dad may have came up in this and this is the best that they could do, but what can you do? We can't rely on what someone else did. What are you going to do to get yourself? How are you going to propel and get yourself to a different position? Amen? Amen. So wherever it is that we're going, think about if we took just a little bit of Jesus with us everywhere we went. It could be on our jobs. It could be to the grocery store. Wherever you go, a little bit of Jesus is just trailing behind you. Wow. What a footprint it would be for the Lord. What a footprint it would be. You know, it's also possible to see lots of biblical trees. You know, we have different verses in the Bible that are our favorite. I have my favorite verses that gets me through today. Different circumstances come up, and different ones are just automatically pop in my heart because I know different verses that get me through today. That's what we're supposed to do, right? Because if we don't, you're going to have something else off in there then when situations come up, good or bad. If you have cursing as your verses, then those curse words is going to be your verses, and they're going to come out wherever you're at, wherever you may be. It's a professional. You may be somewhere in an atmosphere that maybe it's not appropriate for you to blurt out all of this. But if that's what's in your heart, that's what's going to come out. Amen? So I just choose to store in my heart the word of God. So in happy situations, bad situations, whatever it is, I have a verse that I just kind of lean on. Hallelujah. And that's the same thing. Those verses are my biblical trees. So when I find myself in a forest, I know how to just depend on turn my forest into one tree at a time. You know, we have favorite biblical characters also, or events in the Bible. You know, there's a lot of different things that just gets our attention. And when it comes to Bible stories and the scriptures that inspire us, second scripture is given by inspiration of God. And then he said all scripture is profitable. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've read the Bible. Well, praise the Lord. I've read the Bible through, too. Praise the Lord. I remember the first time I was so excited, but I was saying, like, God, I don't know if I got everything, though. You know, I read the Bible from cover to cover, and it took me the year. I did a one-year plan. But I was like, I know I missed a lot. And I found since then, my sister, the time I go through is something new. It is something that he reveals something that's like, wow, I got this the first time, but that same verse means so many different things in so many different ways according to your situation. So again, 2 Timothy 3:16 reminds us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and that it is profitable. We can profit from it. Jesus said every bit of the Bible is true. It's important to us. So following our trees and our forests, well, it's a metaphor. You know, that means that the tree in scripture is worth our detailed attention. There is nothing wrong with having favorite characters or events, or, you know, a book, even verses from the Bible, but know what it is that we're reading. We need to understand how they all tie together. But sometimes we find ourselves where we just take our favorite verse, our favorite chapter. This is my chapter of the Bible. I stand right on this right here. But you have to go through the word, and it's important to know how all of the Bible, every verse in it, it all ties together. It all comes together to benefit those who love the Lord. But that's why sometimes if you're standing, if you're going to the battle and you're going through something maybe with your help and you're standing over here with a sword over here just talking about wealth, it may not be anything wrong with your wealth right now. Your finances may be tight right now. You got that together. But that's the only verse that you're holding on to. So you're out here in this battle for your health with the wrong weapon. See, we need, the sword is the spirit of God's word. Remember that? The sword is the spirit of God's word. So if we're in a battle, amen, So we need to make sure that we got the right weapons for the right situation. If you're fighting for your marriage, it's no need of you standing over here talking about you need deliverance for a new position at work. Your priorities should be over here maintaining on division been coming between you all and bringing it back together. So it's very important that you get in the Word yourself. And like I said, if it's no harm, we reach out to each other for help. I love to send out biblical literature. I'm an index person myself. I take index cards, and I can post it up around different places as I'm going through learning new verses. And as I'm in the morning in my bathroom, I'm standing there, and I got that verse there that I can repeat it back, and I say it, and I believe it, and I make it fit in my life, you know? And it was good in Job's life, or it was good in Richard's life, or in Joseph's life, but I need to see how that intertwines into Vaughn's life. In Vaughn's situation, how does that fit with me? So, you know, I have to ask God many times, reveal to me, hallelujah, like only you can, what it is that I'm supposed to be taking from this. Amen? How am I supposed to be taking this word and sharing it with the word? What is the world? What is it that you want me to do that this word is going to make it powerful enough that it's going to reach somebody's life? And then when you come back and you tell me different things in your praise report, it just blows me away because it's just like, thank you, Jesus, for talking to you, each and every one of yours, even for my own kids. I have to go to the Lord for directions because it is nothing. It's many times I'm baffled. I'm like, I don't know what to tell them. I want to help. I don't know what to say, or I don't want to be judgmental. I just have to take it to the Lord and leave it there. Amen? Amen. So we want to make sure that we are tying it all together and like a powerful telescope beginning with the book of Genesis. The Bible focuses on one central thing. And everything in Scripture is written to support that theme. And that theme, remember, we're looking through this telescope from Genesis. It's going to take us all the way to Revelation. Can you see all the way through that telescope from Genesis to Revelation? All of these words. We can't get to Revelation without going through every word in there. And it's going to be written to support the theme to establish Jesus Christ. Establish him as a rightful ruler over all of God's creation. From the very beginning, the Bible is focused on final chapters. In the very beginning, it's talking about things that relates to Revelation, at the end. It all ties together. From the very beginning and all along the way, the writers of Scripture have been writing about generously, or maybe sometimes in great details, about the end times. Even at the beginning, you know, Pastor Benny Hinn can tie that thing together really good. In Genesis 1, between 1 and 2, it's so much stuff going on just right there. And it ties right into Revelation. Hallelujah. We've got to see this thing for another way than just reading words. And only God can reveal that. That's what makes the Bible such a different book. Because God will reveal things to you. We can read Terry McMillan and different things like that, and we'll get the story and we're just all caught up into it, and I can imagine being those characters or whatever, and I can imagine even acting it out, you know, on Broadway or something. But when you're reading the Bible, it takes your spirit connects with the Holy Ghost, and that spirit just takes you something that you get all warmed up inside. You get all gooey that you feel like, I can make it on this road. I can do this. Hallelujah, you look forward to your day that you're going to just enjoy just being in his face. You're going to see him face to face. My mother can't talk for me there. No one else can forgive me there. My opportunities is going to be given to me now. Whether I take him to forgive somebody is up to me. But he said when he's coming back with my reward in his hand. Amen? My reward is going to be in his hand. So therefore, the writers of Scripture have been the agents of the Messiah, the agents of his kingdom, and is preparing the people of God for the climax of the world history, and that's in which Jesus Christ will rule the world for 1,000 years before his throne in Jerusalem. So as we pray for Jerusalem, we're praying for where he's going to rule for 1,000 years on his throne. Amen. And now, again, that's another sermon right there, too. I invite you all to, if you're ever not doing anything late night, the Empower Ministries is available pretty much. It's trying to be 24 hours a day. The Empower Ministries, you can reach at area code 218-339-4300. Again, it will ask you to put in the code. It's 360-777-POUND. And it's men in power, women in power, teen in power. And it's just a prayer line that you can put in your prayer requests or praise reports, or you can just sign on and just listen, okay? But at midnight right now, Pastor Vail out of Dallas, Texas, is hosting at midnight every night. And if you ever roll over and you can't get back to sleep, just call in to the man of God. I believe that he has a true word for you. All during the day is somebody there, and all during the night is from hour to hour. Somebody's tag teaming and joining on there to make sure that you are covered in prayer. Amen. So, again, I invite you to, if you're ever in the San Antonio area, make sure that you stop by. Give us a shout-out. As far as one of the other comments that was made, I think it was in San Diego, and it was something, I'm not for sure what the context really was referring to. So if you just send it back, and I know a lot of it was kind of in Spanish, and they said, I know you're in San Antonio, I know you can read Spanish. I'm so sorry, unfortunately I cannot. I was going to try to get someone to come translate that for me, but if you cannot get it to me in English, no problem. I will try to get that translated for you, and it shouldn't be a big deal for me in Spanish. But I just want you to know that I'm not ignoring you. I will get back to you because I try to answer all of my emails within 24 hours, okay? My assistant, which is Tatiana, also tries to get some of the stuff and relay it to me because it does get a lot into my mailboxes and the different phone calls. But I do try to get back to everyone within a 24-hour period. I do ship to P.O. boxes for sending out Bibles. Some people had asked me about. Yes, I do. Just give me your information, and no, it's no cost to you. I do take care of that cost. So anything that comes into the ministry does go to help out just for sending out the Bibles and the literature and stuff like that, okay? All right. Well, we've come to the end of another show, but we never, ever want to end the show without giving you the opportunity that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, to just come to the Lord. I want to invite you. He's the one that you can tell that deepest, darkest secret to, and you don't have to worry about someone telling your secret. You don't have to worry about that. He's the one that not only will hold your secret, but he'll bring you through that dark place and bring you out through the other side. Now, I'm not going to say that it's always easy because I hear from different people saying, I'm trying, but I just don't feel like I'm getting there. My thing is to push. And I sent out a different little sermon about that different thing that you have to pray until you see something happen. How bad do you want to be healed? How bad do you want to get over that hurt that you've been going through? You have to be careful, again, of being double-minded, because sometimes we get so used to being a victim that we forget that we can be more than victors. We are more than conquerors, and all we have to do is continue to push. Look at yourself as a conqueror. Look at yourself as victorious. Get up every morning and you tell yourself, stop waiting on someone to pat your back and tell you that it's going to be okay, that you are this and you are that. You know, some of us are up in age now, and we're still holding grudges from way back when, and it's not hurting anyone but us. So you've just got to get in your mind that you're going to be the one, and this is your time, that you're going to do you. You're not going to worry about what something else somebody else did to you. So what? They did you wrong. They did it. Now what? We've got to get over it. And we as a ministry and many ministries, let's pray together. And we're here to help you. We're here to get over that. But if you really, truly are not feeling like you're grasping the hold and you're still feeling down, you still can't get your way out of it, please do. Feel free to contact the ministry. And not only that, I want to pray with you in helping you find a church home in your area. It's important to make sure that you're having fellowship with someone, someone that has your back, someone that you can call in the midnight hour, and someone who doesn't mind praying with you, watching you as you grow in the Lord, okay? Look forward to growth, though. Remember, no one can help you like you can help you. Amen? No one can help you like you can help you. If you're just ready to come to the Lord, just bow your heads and just repeat these words after me. If you believe in your heart, you shall be saved again, according to Romans 10:9-10. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and change me. Make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. I thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Receive me into the family of God. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. It's just that simple. If you believe it, you're going to start to grow. You're going to start to see something different. Right now, you are a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that all things are passed away. And it says, behold, all things are become new. What that means is that you have a brand new life of peace. You have a brand new life of victory to look forward to. From this day on, Jesus is at your side to protect you. He's going to empower you to live blessed in every area of your life. So let us know of your decision to follow Christ. We'll be, again, glad to send out anything that we can to help you on your walk with the Lord. I'd like to pray and find a church home in whatever state that you're in. Let's get it done. You made the best decision of your life. Don't stop now, okay? All right, then. Well, this is the end of this broadcast. Until the next broadcast, which will be tomorrow, God bless you. Remember that. We love you, but there's no love like the love of Jesus Christ. All right. Everything's going to be all right. Good night.